Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and last night we let the liquor talk. Just kidding. I didn't let the liquor talk, but I did. Excuse me, I'm yawning. That's contagious. Sorry. I did see Morgan Wallen last night, and if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know that like back in December, I literally stopped recording a podcast to buy my tickets on presale, and who knew where we'd be now? That just shows you that time flies. It hasn't flown, but we did make it to Morgan Wallen. So I'm recording on a different microphone. I don't know if you guys can tell, but just like I feel like people are so nutso about audio. So I'm just letting you know that I am recording on a different microphone. But it's because I had that whole setup in my office and we move tomorrow. Why am I saying that? Because we don't move tomorrow. We move on Thursday next week. I was just like, I need to refigure out what my like podcast setup is, because we made kind of like a podcast studio that ended up not being used. When I thought about it last night, I was like, I moved into this apartment in October and I literally got pregnant in like December, found out like first week of January. So if you think about it, like this apartment just went to shit really quick. Anyway, what that has to do with the microphone, I need to figure out like what the new podcast setup is going to be like recording from home before I go on maternity leave. So I'm just like trying out new things. And the thing I wanted to try out today is recording laying down, because my body is broken. Help, I can't get up. Give me a life alert. Let's jump into best and worst mood, because as you can tell, I think you can tell, I'm in a good mood. So my best mood this week is I feel really seen, and it's for a multitude of reasons. I think recording with guests helps like boost my mood, which I kind of told you guys last week. But then it was like, I don't know, I guess maybe it's kind of that same thing of how I told you guys I've, you know, basically been pregnant for like what feels like an eternity. And I just felt like it was almost kind of, I was playing catch up. It was like, you know, I was like hiding my pregnancy, and then I'm just like trying to get my work done, and I still feel like crap, and I feel like I've, you know, I haven't been like churning out content or anything, but I feel like at least the content and like the way that I'm kind of at least like sharing my life right now is really like resonating with people. I posted one of the screenshots that my friend sent me on my story about how like I'm doing, she said, I'm doing like such a good job being vulnerable and sharing and talking about all this stuff on the podcast. And I even had a conversation with a family member that was like, I just have to let you know that I listened to your podcast and it's so cool, like listening to you go through your journey and hearing your perspective, and it boosts my mood. And I was just like, wait, okay. I haven't had that reminder in a really long time that like what I'm doing matters, and what I'm doing it kind of well. Because I think it's really easy to be like disconnected from yourself when you're going through a lot of personal stuff and you're still showing up to work, because you're not showing up as like the same version of yourself. And I think that's totally okay, because you get to have these moments where it's like, no, I am being seen, and people are like seeing me, and I am valuable, and I'm doing something that's good. And that can relate to like any job or any different kind of way you're showing up in the world. And maybe you don't feel as present because you're dealing with other stuff. And so it's nice to like have that reminder of, even though you kind of feel like, oh, it's just like week by week, I'm going through the motions and I'm working so hard on this other thing, which for me, it's creating a baby and staying healthy. And then to be reminded of like, oh, wait, I'm actually like kind of good at my job too. Very, very nice. Very, very much best mood. Our first partner today is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day, and I gave AG1 a try initially because I was seeing everyone do it and I had to see what the hype was about. So I looked into it and I saw that it could really just be this like one-stop shop to support my entire body. And us lazy girls love stuff like that. I mean, it covers all my nutritional bases every single day. And I like to drink AG1 in the morning. My boyfriend also has made it kind of a part of his routine, so like I can kind of bandwagon onto that and be like, oh my God, make me one. The smallest win, but the biggest win at the same time, right in the morning, same time I'm making my coffee, starting my day, and it just makes me feel ready to go. I already did something awesome, and I'm giving my body what it craves, covering all my nutritional bases. Really hard for me sometimes to keep up with a supplement routine that comes with those different products. So that's why I love knowing and keyword trusting AG1 to give my body all the good goods. And truly, since I've been drinking AG1, I've noticed an overall feeling of health. It's like my gut health, my energy. And I was actually just talking to a friend about this. She was like, I finally bought it. I tried it. She's like, oh my God, I feel the difference. Like you really just feel so much better. And it's really whole body health. So even though I kind of started drinking it to like kind of take care of my gut and clear up maybe like my skin, but also kind of give me energy. And also just, I will drink anything that's green. It really can replace your multivitamin, your probiotic, all this stuff in one simple drinkable habit. It's going to improve your mental clarity, digestion, focus. So it's like, why take a bunch of things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? And it's a science-driven formula of vitamins, probiotics, whole food source nutrients. AG1 is just really raising the standard for quality in the supplement category. And AG1 was designed with ease in mind, so you can live healthier and better without having to just complicate everything. And we love that. I feel like new mamas are going to love that too. I'm just always looking for life upgrades, which is why I've come to just love and trust AG1. My AG1 is delivered to me every month, so it's just super easy to make it a daily habit. I don't have to worry about it. Taking care of my body each day is just really this simple, you guys. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/mood. That's drinkag1.com/mood to check it out. I've not met a person that's regretted it in my real life, so I'm sure you won't either. You're gonna love it. Summer is always a super busy time. I mean, between work and parties and life activities, I felt like I had literally a month's worth of social calendar shit all in the past month. So finding time for a wellness journey seems to just like always take a backseat. I think feel like especially like there's always a reason, right? It's like, oh, well, summer, there's like, it's so much fun and I want to be out by the pool and I don't feel like doing it. So that's why with Aloe Moves, I can achieve my wellness goals and still keep up with my summer schedule. Aloe Moves is absolutely one of my favorites, you guys. You've heard me talk about it. It's a streaming on-demand wellness platform that features yoga practices, fitness routines, meditation sessions, and so much more from obviously one of my favorite brands, Aloe Yoga. They have all their quality studio style classes, and it really inspires me to take care of my whole being. So it's not just like, oh, I have to work out. It's like, oh, we're taking care of mind, body, and spirit. Then I can go out into the world and do what I do best, which is talk on the microphone from bed. Okay? It's called balance. They really have something for everyone, from beginner to advanced, yoga to bar, Pilates, cardio, HIIT, breath work. You know I love some good breath work, sound baths if you just want to chill. But my favorite thing is that there's more than just fitness to Aloe Moves. It really feels like I'm a part of this like coolest wellness club ever. So you have to check out their stuff that's like their gua sha, dry brushing, face yoga, nutrition classes. They have all that like so cool stuff. And the best part is that you can just like do it all at your leisure at home. And if you're doing the workouts, you really need little to no equipment. Alamos has tons of fresh content with over 100 new classes added every month. Plus you're going to get the over 3,000 classes for every level, beginner to advanced. I just love how Alamos fits into my schedule because all the classes are on demand. When I'm short on time, they have a class for me. This summer, make time for your wellness goals with AloMoves. For a limited time, AloMoves is offering my listeners a 30-day free trial, plus, get this, you guys, a 50% off annual membership. But you can only get it by going to alomoves.com and use code MOOD in all caps. That's ALOMOVES.com and all caps code MOOD to get a free 30-day trial, plus 50% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com code MOOD, all caps. Let's boost our moods, your moods, my mood, their moods. Oh my God, what am I saying? Okay, my first mood booster is really like the faking it till you make it, but confidence version. And you guys know that like I have kind of always been like uncomfortable at times and like hate leaving the house and I don't like when people look at me. And now my belly is absolutely freaking massive and nothing fits. And it's just like we're at that point where I'm not going to go buy new clothes to A, last me 2 months and maybe not even last me that long because I'm like growing so rapidly. So like maybe I'll get some stuff from Target, but it's just like, what am I going to do then? Put it in storage in a few weeks and then who knows when I'm getting pregnant again. Like it just, to me, it makes absolutely no sense. And you guys know that that's how I felt about maternity clothes. So I have, like I said, like a ton of like social stuff like this next week and whatever, because summer's absolutely insane. And so I'm just like, okay, I need to fake it till I make it. Just like pretend that I'm confident and like obsessed with what I look like so that I don't feel as like uncomfy leaving the house and like going to do these things. And it's also then you have like that anticipation anxiety of, oh, I don't want to go. I look so bad. And it's like feeling not confident in how you look is literally the biggest opposite of a mood booster. And it just affects everything. It affects like your personality. It affects how much you enjoy time with other people. It affects you wanting to go. Like it's just so dumb, especially when we don't have control over our bodies. And especially when in hindsight, it's really not that important. And like I say bodies, like even like acne and like hair, just all that stuff. And so, you know, I'm taking a pretty good care of myself right now, doing my self-care, like getting my hair done and, you know, trying to like put together cute outfits and put on makeup and stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to feel like a million bucks every time I leave the house, but I need to stop kind of like cowering in the corner. So the mood booster has just been like that kind of my lovely tool of stopping myself in my tracks in my brain and being like, hey, stop, shut the fuck up. It's not that big of a deal. Like it's almost like hashtag gaslighting for good. And I'm a strong believer in gaslighting for good. It's kind of an inside joke with my friends, but it's just like telling myself like, stop, like everything's fine. Like you're making a big deal. Like I'm not going to ruin my Friday by being so concerned with like what I look like when I leave the house. It's like, it is what it is. And it's really faking that confidence. Like I did it at like leaving the house to Morgan Wallen last night. It's obviously like, it's, you know, your partner gives you a lot of confidence because they're like, you look beautiful. And it's like, you know, I'm with my mom. She's like, you look great. And I'm just, instead of being like, no, I don't. And doing the classic girl of like, oh, thanks. But like, I actually look like shit. It's like, just take it. Just take the compliment. Oh, thank you. I, you know, it's crazy. Like, it's just, I need to stop kind of like immediately turning things into a negative and faking confidence because it will shift my mood. My next mood booster is so random and it just like ended up happening. I asked my boyfriend for a sheet of paper and a pen to write a card because we were dealing with family stuff over the weekend and I wanted to kind of like show my feelings or whatever through, you know, writing a card, because sometimes you can be awkward and on your delivery. And so I was like, can you grab me paper and pen? He comes back and he brings me like a bunch of printer paper and like colored pencil, crayons, like all that stuff, because, you know, a lot of people have that in their homes for the coloring books, like the adult coloring books. And I was just like, And I decided to make like homemade cards. I don't know why I just said that so weird. And so I made I think like 4 or 5 cards where I like drew something on the front. I made it look cute. Like literally I made it look like a little like Hallmark greeting card or whatever. And I, immediately when I started coloring, I was like, oh, I understand why people do adult coloring books. Like it was so nice to the point where like I absolutely loved it. I had the best like almost 2 hours of my life just sitting in bed coloring. And I got so excited to like do crafts one day with my daughter because I was like, I'm going to be literally having a blast with her. And so much so to the point where I was like, oh, actually, like, can you give me another piece of paper the next day? And I was doing it again just for fun. And so I don't know if this is going to be me entering like maybe my coloring era. My toxic trait with hobbies is that like if there's not a use for them or a purpose after, I don't like doing it, which is literally the opposite of the point and so silly. So I don't know how we get over that because it's like that thing of, oh, well, if it's like if I'm making a card, it's for someone and it has like a purpose and like I'm getting it done. And it's like now it's, you know, I was thinking, OK, like, why don't you just draw something? Just like draw. And I was like, OK, but like for what, you know? And so I need to kind of like get over that hump. And I feel like that's obviously why it's not going to stick. But for the time being, like I'm kind of like wanting to go buy colored pencils, maybe try a coloring book. Like it's just it really is so mindful and it's such a mood booster, especially if you're someone that needs to do something with their hands, which is why you end up mindlessly scrolling like I do. Put a colored pencil on that goddamn hand. And then my last mood booster, I have to say, I've been using this. This is kind of like the only thing I've been consistently using. And it's such like a summertime mood booster. It's this Glow IV. It's the Kosas Vitamin Infused Skin Enhancer. And it's, I would kind of compare it to probably like the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter or whatever. And it's really just kind of like anything that's like a light shimmering, I would say like, you know, it's a skin illuminating. And I am obsessed with it because I just feel like that is the vibe of the summer. And the reason I love it so much is because I do feel like similarly to Charlotte Tilbury, it gives me kind of a little bit layer of coverage. So I'm really not using still like ever since that Mary Philips hack, I'm really still not using foundation. If I am, I'm doing a little bit of Merit over my concealer, their complexion stick, or I'm doing a little bit of Charlotte Tilbury's foundation, like half of a pump with a brush. The reason I like the Kosas one though is because I feel like at least it's like better for my skin. It says it has clean, nutrient-rich skin enhancer. So it has a reflective, healthy glow that gets noticed. I'm trying to see the benefits and ingredients. So it's hydrating, visually brightens, and nourishes with like algae, extract, glutathione. Wow, nice, Lauren. Vitaglow D. So I feel like it's like, I don't know. I really like the brand. I really trust it on my skin. It's not breaking me out. And it's just so easy to get ready. Like, especially when I've been at the pool all day and then I come up, I, you know, do a quick body shower. I put this all over my face. And if I had to leave right then and there, I'd be ready to go. Like, it is so pretty. So I feel like it's like underrated and no one's really talking about it. So I use it as like kind of like a base glow, you know what I mean? Like I use it as my base and then I do like my makeup over it. But you can also kind of like mix it in with stuff. You can use it as a highlighter. I really, really like it. And I just feel like glowy skin for summer is obviously the move. I even use a glowy blush with it from Charlotte Tilbury, one of her like blush things. What are they? I don't know. Pregnancy brand. I can't, you guys. You understand what I'm saying. And if you don't, then we have more problems. I just love the look of healthy glowing skin. And I feel like no one's talking about that product. And I am literally religiously obsessed with it. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat. Because if you're in a group chat with me per se, I'm just going to go on Google and then scare you. And that's not what anyone wants. And I'm sure you have a group chat like that and a friend like me. But you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. So get off TikTok. Stop like scrolling and being like, oh my God, I have those symptoms. You guys saw me on TikTok talking about like having to stop going on TikTok at certain parts of my pregnancy because I was just like looking at other people's symptoms and comparing myself, stumbling down so many rabbit holes. It was so unhealthy. And that's why I just have to remind myself to listen to my doctor. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. ZocDoc is what I used literally right when I moved to California. because I was an adult for the first time. I had to find doctors for the first time. And it was like, why was there not a course on this in school? Like, how do we do this? But I found ZocDoc and it made it so easy, especially because you can find like people that take your insurance. So you're not like going and getting surprised of like, hey, this is $10 million for this consultation. And you're like, great, I gotta go. So you can really find everything. It's so easy. And especially when, you know, you're kind of like on the move, you have like a schedule, you're, I don't have time for this. You can just see, oh, the doctor's available at 10 a.m. tomorrow, takes my insurance, treats this condition, boom. There's no more doctor roulette or scouring the internet with questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you really have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor. You just haven't even met them yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood. Everything you need to get amazing care is there in the palm of your hand. So go to ZocDoc.com/Lauren and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available in 24 hours. Don't be a bad adult like me. Don't avoid going to the doctor. Do it right now, you guys. That's ZocDoc.com/Lauren. ZocDoc.com/Lauren. I feel like mood for thought is almost too like things I don't have solutions or mood boosters for yet. And I'm not sure if it's best mood or worst mood. Nothing's boosting it. And I'm just thinking about it. It's pretty much like what it's become, which I don't mind because you guys actually are very helpful when you like slide into my DMs and let me know like kind of what works for you or maybe that you feel the same way. So I'm very grateful for that. Shameless plug at Lauren Elizabeth. Duh. What I'm trying to figure out right now is how to actually be present. And I know that sounds like such a blanket statement, but the way that it's affecting me right now is obviously like future tripping, skipping to the next thing, always hyper fixating on like what's coming next, which is very clear if you listen to this podcast. I'm always like, okay, guys, I'm moving next week. Okay, guys, the shower's coming up. It's like, even today I woke up and I was like, here's what I'm doing for the rest of the day. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be present and I'm going to take a moment. It was like, I'm exhausted. My body hurts, but oh, I have to do this later and I have to do that. So like, get up and let's go. Like I'm running on not enough sleep and it's not okay. But at the same time, like I want to be present today and I can be tired later. So realize it a lot that I'm like not being as present because I'm, you know, getting anticipating anxiety about things. Kind of like I said, thinking about what's coming next and what I have to do. And I think the reason I realized that for that aspect of being present, why it's not even worth it to not be present is because now that I'm getting to these things, like the things I've been hyper fixating on, specifically like this week and next week, because I have all these social things on my calendar and I have my move next week, I've realized that like this week just looked different than what I obviously thought, like in my head, what I assumed would be like this week. It didn't feel as overwhelming. It didn't need to be this big looming thing. Every day was different. Part of the week flew by. I was actually in the suburbs when I thought I was just going to be in the city. I wasn't able to do things on, you know, Monday and Tuesday that I maybe thought, but I was also like extremely exhausted and I was resting. And like I said, I was coloring with colored pencils and like, it's okay. And it worked out. And so I'm trying to use that as evidence of like, everything's fine. Like everything's gonna work out. When I'm starting to get really hyper fixated on, we have to prepare and we have to do this and we're moving next week, you can say a few things of, hey, we should go get boxes, blah, blah, blah. And then go back to the present moment because maybe something's going to happen where we don't end up getting boxes today and that's okay. And like, maybe you're not going to feel like packing and like, that's okay. And like, there's no reason to be hard on yourself. Just like literally taking it one moment at a time when there's like a lot going on, and it's helping me be less cranky in a sense of like, cause I'm letting go of some control and like, that's how I'm being present in the moment. Even if I'm not being like perfectly present, at least I'm like letting go of some control and like I'm getting my personality back. So like even last night when we're like walking around and I just want to control the situation of like, we should go here, we should go there, we should get an Uber and then we should go there. That's useful sometimes, of course, like you need to plan things, you need to be logical, but like sometimes like in the moment you're just like trying to control the situation, you're being like bitchy. I just had that thought of like, we're getting to where we're going. It's not that big of a deal. Like, what is, like, why do we have to go left? Like, I don't really care. Like, I'm just going to, like, follow where we're going. Like, I'm going to get home. You know what I mean? Instead of, like, being bitchy or, like, causing a fight, or not even, like, a real fight. Not that we would fight about that. But, like, just, like, a moment of, like, meh, meh, meh. Like, I just was like, whatever. And it was fine. And you guys, I got home. It was totally cool. Got home, didn't get annoyed at anyone. Did I want to get annoyed at people? 100%. My mom's calling me like, we're walking down Addison. We're walking down Addison. Where are you going? Do you want to ride home? And I wanted so badly to be like, no, shut the fuck up. I'm getting an Uber. I'm going home. Guess what? I ended up taking the fucking ride home from my mom walking, and met her on Addison. Okay. So it's like just kind of like relinquishing that control and like almost that like assumption of like, I know everything. Like I'm planning everything. Like I got this. Like I'm going into a dark hole and I have tunnel vision and I'm going to do everything and it's going to go perfectly. And obviously it never does. So it just makes you a bitch. We're getting prepared to like figure out things that work for us once we have a newborn. And what me and my boyfriend looked into is Green Chef. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just really looking for more like balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. I really got into it too because I saw like Lauren Lane posting a lot about her Green Chef meals on Instagram and they looked like really yummy. She obviously has like 2 kids under 2 and I'm like, okay, if she and her husband can make it work, we can make it work. And you can now choose from 50 plus weekly menu and market items with the option to really like mix and match meals in the same box without changing your plan. You can really just get everything you need at Green Market. It's their one-stop shop for quick breakfasts, brunch kits, wholesome lunches, and more you can easily add to your weekly order. I love that they have their USDA certified organic ground beef, same with chicken, wild caught sockeye salmon. So not only is it like convenient and easy, you're gonna be feeling your best for the summer season ahead with well-balanced, crave-worthy meals that support your healthy lifestyle and taste great too. You can feel good knowing that their nutritionist approved recipes, including meals under 700 calories, high protein, with at least 50 grams of protein for a serving, like they just have your back and they have all your bases covered so you don't have to do all that extra thinking. Each week's menu includes 2 convenient low prep and nutritious lunch recipes that are ready in just 10 minutes with no cooking required, which is absolutely perfect for when you're on the go or pressed for time at the office. This is what my boyfriend is very excited about because he always like forgets to eat lunch and like I just don't have time to like prep him lunch. Like I'm busy sleeping, you know? Green Chef is the only meal kit that is both carbon and plastic offset. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions to your door as well as 100% of the plastic in every box. Plus nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas in the U.S. I've used it before in the past. I'm so excited to start using it again. It's making me hungry just talking about it because I'm remembering all the stuff on their website. It's going to save us time. It's going to help our relationship. It's going to help my boyfriend actually make me food that tastes good when I can't cook for myself. Go to greenchef.com/mood60 and use code mood60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. It really is the number one meal kit for eating well. So head over to greenchef.com/mood60 and use code mood60 to get 16% off plus free shipping. And then the other way I'm really focusing on trying to be present is connecting like with my body and with my pregnancy and just like in the moment. So obviously there's like that typical Lauren personality of like future tripping, anticipating, controlling, you know, from walking home from the Morgan Wallen concert to moving next week. But I think a lot of too why I really want to be present is because I can see the finish line so close. Like I'm in my third trimester and it's like, I know that I'm going to get there. So I am just kind of like, okay, why don't you just like enjoy the moment? And I'm also just really scared. Like I've told you guys, I'm just really scared that like something's going to go wrong. And it's someone actually said the same thing to me. She was like, do you have the like, oh, the other shoe's going to drop mentality? And I was like, that's literally spot on. Like I always think, oh, the other shoe's going to drop. Like there's no way everything could be good. Like things are good with my friends, which means that like numerically something's going to go wrong with me. It's so easy to forget that like in the moment, like right now sitting here, I am fine. My doctor has told me that everything's fine. I feel fine and everything's good. So it's like, why instead of leaning into the present moment, am I then thinking of things that could potentially go wrong, whether it's something so extreme about like a health related medical thing or it's something to the point of just like, oh, I'm going to hate this, or I'm going to ruin this, or I'm going to be a bitch, or whatever it is. It's like such a scale, but it's like I'm trying to figure out things that help me reground myself and come back to the present moment. I think the telling myself the logical things is a really good tool for me of my doctor is not worried about anything. Another thing that's been really helpful for me is just like talking to my boyfriend and my mom and like my friends about it, because then it's not just like me going crazy in my own head and spiraling. It's like if you can't cut yourself off from that thinking and reframe and get back into the present moment, it's nice to have someone call you out. And so being like open and honest about that, that you're doing that, and then them being like, hey, whoa, like what are you saying? Especially like I think I feel like that's like what like your boyfriend and like your mom are for, and then like your friends are very much like, oh no, like I'm doing that too, but it's not that big of a deal or whatever, like everything's gonna be fine. And so that's like really helped me, but I know that I need more tools, and I know that I need to really keep setting this foundation, because this is almost kind of exactly the opposite of what we're saying, but like I know that things are going to get really hard in the next few months, and like I want to be able to not turn into a total monster and a total miserable person. I want to at least have some foundation and some tools so that when there's moments where it's really hard and really crazy and I'm freaking out, those don't outweigh the good moments and all the work and the progress that I've made. So the thought I leave you with is, how the fuck do we stay more present? And unfortunately, one of the only solutions I've found so far are the ones that I just mentioned, and also forcing yourself to do things. Being present is a skill, and we have to learn it, and we have to practice it, right? Because it's like, you're not going to just pick up a new skill and be really, really good at it the first try. That doesn't mean you can stop trying, or you're not going to be good at it. So it's kind of those like forceful actions that then become tools, and then they become habitual, and then you have more experience and you have more evidence that it's worth it. So even something so small of like, I have the evidence that when I put my phone down and I pick up a book, it is 100% worth it. I feel so much better after, and I've done it so many times that I know that. So even though I don't want to put my phone down because my anxiety makes me a psychopath, I'm going to fucking do it anyway. And I'm going to pick up a book and I'm going to read. And that's an easier one because it's more like, oh, I have the time, and like I can sit down and I can become present. And it doesn't always work like that. Like life is crazy and life is chaotic. So even just those moments where it's like breathing and just like making the choice to act differently, like making the choice to not be cranky and try to control the situation and just go with the flow and be present, actually changed my experience getting home last night. And it's something that's so small, but it's now something that I have in my evidence bank, where it's like, that was worth it. That worked out. I felt better. It's totally fine. Let me try to do that again right now in this moment. I don't have all the answers. I don't know. I feel like what I'm struggling with right now is being so not present to the point where I almost feel like I'm manifesting bad things to happen. And it's something that has been really on my mind lately of like, I need to work on it. And I think that, you know, these tools that I'm leaning on are kind of almost like pivot tools, where it's like, stop thinking about that, pivot to the other option. And I need to almost like kind of like level up and take it to the next level of like, how do we switch negative thoughts to positive thoughts instead of just stopping the negative thoughts and pivoting to something else, almost like a distraction, even though it's a healthy distraction. And I don't know yet. And it's been something that's like a mood that's on my mind and I'm just thinking about a lot lately. But we're going to figure it out. And I know that there's always going to be anxiety and there's always going to be worry. Like, it's totally human and we're not going to be perfect. But I think at least like making sure I'm like staying sane and calm and not just like getting consumed by future tripping and what could go wrong and what's going to happen in August and what's going to happen in September. It's like, bro, it's fucking June. Like, come back down to reality. You're here right now. Everything's okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth. Unfortunately, I wake up as her every single day. If you would like to, there's way more content about all the things. YouTube long form, talking about daddy issues. Instagram short form, talking about just, I don't know, shoes. It's all good stuff though. So make sure to go follow me. Everything you need is in the show notes, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.